Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
At Mueller, we're always looking for opportunities to improve your experience. We're a world leader in technology, utilizing the latest equipment to manufacture quality steel buildings and metal roofing products. Hear what our employees have to say about Mueller's in-house manufacturing and innovative technology.
Mueller is on the front lines, the cutting edge of manufacturing technology. We're always looking to improve our equipment.
And the reason we do that is our customers get a better value.
It's very important that Mueller makes our own material. It creates, I think, a sense of confidence for the customer knowing where that product is coming from.
We serve our customers through many convenient locations across the Southwest. Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to find a branch near you. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, the direction of the cash cattle market is still not fully defined, as there's still a lot of cattle to trade and price shifts could further develop through the week. But the development of limited cash trade at lower money continues to focus on the erosion of the cash market over the last several weeks, with box beef values still unable to stabilize as they continue to steadily move lower. Packers are unwilling to actively step into the market with prices anywhere near steady. Now, light trade yesterday developing between 159 and 167 dressed basis, and some areas of the South, $98 to $100, but we didn't really see anything here in our part of the country yesterday. Buyer support remains slow but steady following initial market weakness, but focus on renewed underlying support, no matter how limited it may be, is expected to help stimulate additional buyer interest this morning in nearby contracts. The lack of support in cash hog prices and poor cutout values early in the week continues to create some limited concern about consistent and steady price gains over the near future. Well, gains at all three wheat exchanges overnight, led by Minneapolis, which is adding to its small gains from yesterday. Winter wheat contracts struggled yesterday with intermarket spreading evident, but also pressure from expanding harvest across Kansas and Oklahoma. Yield reports continue to be characterized as above average, while protein is described as low and test weights very strong. Producers have been willing sellers over the scale, catching up to normal marketing levels after entering harvest undersold on a relative basis. Stronger corn prices overnight, with July corn actually featuring a gap open higher thanks to the worse-than-expected corn condition rating as well as ambiguity between the GFS and European weather models. The major weather models remain decidedly split for the next 2 weeks' worth of weather, with the GFS model wetter with mostly normal temperatures, while the European model paints a drier forecast with heat remaining present through the end of the month.
Delivering dependable for over 30 years, that's Superior Video Livestock Auction. Coming up this Thursday, it's the Tall Grass Auction. It'll be live from Fort Worth, Texas on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be featuring cattle from the Osage Country of Oklahoma, Flint Hills of Kansas, and a lot more. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117.
Now, checking our futures at the close yesterday, the August live cattle up 67, 96 even, October up 65, 98.65, August feeder cattle up 7, 131.17, September up 10, 132.57, July hogs up 60 cents, 52.27. Kansas City wheat, July was down 2 and 3 quarters, 445 and 3 quarters, September down 2 and 3 quarters, 454 and a quarter. The Chicago wheat, July up 2 and 3 quarters, 504 and 3 quarters. September's up 2 cents, 509 and 3 quarters. July corn down 3 quarters, 329 and a quarter. September down 3 quarters at 333 and 3 quarters. July soybeans down 2 and a quarter, 869. August down 2 and a half, 870. July crude up 70 cents, 3782. July natural gas unchanged, 167 per million BTU. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.